It looked like the opening of the TV show MASH, a helicopter flying over a mountainscape carrying passengers in need of care. Personnel run out to meet the chopper, grab the patients, and get to work. But this is in West Texas, at the Elephant Mountain Wildlife Management Area, and the patients are desert bighorn sheep.
Okay, Clay, another 2 years. The bottom one, he may be a bit hot.
Yeah, roger that.
All right, I got her head.
About a dozen handlers grab the wild sheep, pull them from nets, bags, and buckles, then carry them to the biologist tables.
That worked out pretty well, carrying them that away.
That's why I got into this business in the first place. Yeah, I mean, this landscape level conservation is what it is.
Mike Hill is the Texas Parks and Wildlife Fort Davis Regional Director. He, along with others, have been working for over half a century to resurrect the desert bighorns in the wilds of Texas.
You know, if this works, if these critters survive and the population increases, it's not ironclad proof, but it's a pretty strong indicator that the rest of the ecosystem is in pretty good shape.
This is the latest phase of a long plan to repopulate the bighorns. They are a silent animal. They don't make a bleating sound like a domesticated sheep, but they are an iconic animal of the Southwest, which was wiped out in Texas due to unregulated hunting and disease.
We're capturing 40 desert bighorn sheep from Elephant Mountain Wildlife Management Area and taking them to Big Bend Ranch State Park.
Mike Pittman is the wildlife manager of the area, and he's been called the ramrod of this operation. He's closely watching as the bighorns arrive and are carried to the biologist stations.
They just said it was bleeding quite a lot, so they somewhat do some compression on it, but yeah.
Yeah, no, it should be fine. Okay.
So that's one swab. Have you done the ear already?
Ear's done.
Okay.
Nasal's done. We need a fecal sample.
Steroid and fecal. I also could use the ambient air temperature if anybody knows what that is. That's great. Thanks.
Excellent. So that's number
one. We already got this one.
Lead. Fecal.
Yes. Yeah, this one's good to go.
Okay.
I think we've got it.
We're taking the temperature. We're taking samples, blood samples, fecal samples. We're attaching radio collars to every animal, putting them in the trailer. For transport to the ranch.
Getting the bighorns into the trailers isn't that simple. The bighorns have been passive during this process because they were blindfolded. But once the hoods are pulled from their eyes, the bighorns struggle to get free. A huddle of handlers work the release so the bighorns end up in the trailers without injury.
Yep, I got the horns, you grabbed.
I got the horns.
The leg is stuck.
Okay, pull back.
Oh, no, the horn slammed my hand on the thing.
Oh, okay. All right, everybody's okay, though.
Yeah, it's not moving.
The ewes, the female bighorns, settled in their trailers, but the rams are shoved into wooden crates, and they try to use their smashing power of their incredible horns to bust out. It takes a day's work, but the trailers fill up with bighorns, and they're hauled about 85 miles to the Big Bend Ranch State Park.
Girl, ready to get out?
Pittman swings open the gate of the trailer, and the bighorns make a run for blue sky and open country. They bound out of the trailer and quickly climb up the steep sides of the mesa, only briefly looking over their shoulders to make sure they weren't being pursued.
Girls.
Minutes later, the rams were released, and for the first time in many decades, a bighorn colony runs free in Big Bend State Park.
Anybody know the words to the song Born Free?
David Martin Davies, Texas Public Radio News.